That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep, yep, and yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking with the family? We are back. Another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You're saying the best.
Craig.
Right? I'm Craig, and I'm your host, Big Ja,
mm-hmm.
along with my co-host.
Grand Theft Tone. Yeah, tone writing. I like that. Pause.
Either New Jersey Tone or
New Jersey Tone.
But I like Grand Theft Tone though.
Yeah. Based upon the characters in this movie, I could be like, you know, like public transportation tone.
Yes.
like
PT. PT Tone.
PT Tone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's easy PTSD tone on this again. But you know, you gotta mix it up.
Okay. We've said a lot already. His name is Grand Theft Tone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Grand Theft means Grand Theft Auto because we are doing the movie New Jersey Drive.
Yes.
Now, New Jersey Drive is a sleeper.
Yeah.
Everything about this movie is sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stars in it, there's no famous director. Was produced by Spike Lee,
mm-hmm.
but the director was, Nick Gomez, written by Nick Gomez and Michael Marriott,
mm-hmm.
and directed by Nick Gomez, and produced by Spike Lee. Starring Sharon Corley, Gabrielle Cassius, and Saul Stein, or Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not recognizable names, but this movie this came out in 1995.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest star to come out of this is Donald Faison.
Donald Faison is the biggest star to come out of this.
He's the biggest name.
And he wasn't even the star at the time.
Yeah.
This is an interesting film, bro. It's a sleeper. Nobody really... In 1995, you might have watched this film. This is around the same time Juice came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's around the same time Friday came out. New Jack City... It's that same era.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they were making movies, especially on the East Coast. And the Deep Covers, it was probably a little later than Deep Cover, but within 2 or 3 years from these type of films.
Yeah, yeah. I found out that this movie existed off the soundtrack. Mm. Right? You know what I mean? Like, that's how,
really?
You know, wasn't no internet, but like, the sound, you know, that's when music releases were popping.
Right.
And so the New Jersey Drive soundtrack
was cracking.
Was deep, you know, had a lot of, you know,
East Coast, underground,
Naughty by Nature, cuts, Queen Latifah,
Redman. So that's how I even discovered that the movie existed.
Right.
And then, of course, I wanted to see it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which, you know, I remember not seeing this movie in the theater. I remember seeing it on VHS.
Mm-hmm, me too.
If not a bootleg. And yeah, it's a very gritty movie, man.
It's gritty as hell. Reminds me of The Wire.
That came out maybe five years ago.
This movie is called New Jersey Drive, and by the name you could tell it was, you would assume that it's based in New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a very rough part of New Jersey.
Very rough part of New Jersey.
And it's about two, it really is about one guy, his name is Jason. Played by Sharon Corley.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Sharon around in a long time.
I took a look at his IMDb. This is basically it. There's a couple other little like roles in New York Undercover,
right.
You know, some shit there. But like, I felt like he was a fantastic leading man.
Do you?
Right? Like I felt this is why your reference to The Wire is such a good comparison to this movie. Because you almost forget you're watching a movie. Like it kind of blends away.
Yeah.
Because everybody looks so real.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks so natural and organic and endemic to that environment. The same way it used to look in the Wire, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like everybody on the block looks like they live there.
No one looked like they were in wardrobe.
Nobody.
They were just, this is the clothes they wear every day.
Exactly.
Sharon Corley plays Jason Petty, the main character.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Jason, a young high school, either junior or senior.
Yeah.
He's either 17 or 18. And he grows up in the hood.
Yeah.
He has a best friend. His name is Midget.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend, Midget.
We got to talk about Midget.
We got to talk about Midget, man. And these guys, Midget and Jason Petty, they're car thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the rest of the hood. Like,
yeah.
In this area of New Jersey, like, stealing cars is very common.
They're stealing so many cars. And I was like, are they just joyriding? Right? Like, you know, because they don't really show them, like, stealing cars to take to the chop shop to get paid. It's just like,
later.
Yeah. It's just like, listen, we get up and we get a car.
We get up. And on the way to school, we're going to steal a car.
Yeah.
We're walking past, and we're going to steal a car. Or they'll steal one car, and they'll pile into it, four or five guys into a car to drive around the city to see, oh, I want that one.
Yeah.
This guy gets out and steals that car. Now it's two car drivers.
It's ridiculous.
Another guy, like, hey, I want this one. I see that Jeep. I'm going to get out. And these guys are stealing everyone. It's five homeboys in the crew. They all got five stolen cars.
And it's a way of life.
A way of life. It's normal.
It's a way of life.
They go showboating. They go. What street was that? Hawthorne Street?
Yeah.
They go to Hawthorne Street. And
pull up.
That's like the spot where you do donuts. You just pull that. That's the strip where all the girls is out.
Uh-huh.
All the gangsters.
And show off what you stole.
And show off what you stole, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
And the main character, Jason Petty, is all the way involved in that.
Yes.
100%. And then you see him. All right, so I'm going to say this. This film has a plot.
Hell yeah.
There's a plot there. I feel like this movie lacks heart.
Okay.
Lacks heart in the sense like, I get the grittiness. I love the hood part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The fast pace, stealing cars, but the direction of this film, as I watched it as a grown man, it's a little different for me. Like when I watched it as a kid, in '95, I was 14, and I was enamored by this life of this being like this young teenage kid, this whole crew of kids is a car thieves and they stealing cars and running from the police and all that. I was like, that's dope.
Yeah.
As a person watching it as entertainment. As I got older, I'm like, okay, what exactly is the point of this film? Point of this film?
Yeah.
We see as it goes, okay, but you know, your main character is supposed to be someone you root for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's
this character, Jason. It's, I don't really like this nigga, man.
I don't like any of them.
Right? Nobody's likable in the film.
But this goes back to, and again, like let's go on a run of like 15 comedies. Because I was thinking about this like when I was driving to the studio and I was like, thinking about all these hood movies we done watched recently. Boys in the Hood, Juice, Menace to Society, now New Jersey Drive. And there's, I came up with like with this theme in my head of like looking up and then looking back, right?
Right.
When these movies was coming out, we was young. So we was looking up to all of this.
Right.
Right? Like it was fresh. It was fresh. It was cutting edge.
The music was fresh.
Yeah. Looking back at these movies, I just have a totally different experience, right? Right. And to this point, like, this movie is just fucking sad, right? like, and what's sad about it is the utter hopelessness of, like, every character. To your point, there's no redemption arc, right? Like, you know, these
they
guys...
They kind of give you one at the end, but yeah, it's like...
But it's, you know, it feels very back to school special, that point. Like, it almost, like, that ending almost, like, betrays the movie.
The movie.
Because this guy, Jason, hell or high water, he's on the block.
Yes.
And what they try to do with this is they try to say, you know, with all the stuff he's been going through, you know, maybe he's decided that, like, this is not what he wants to be or wants to do. But there's not a whole lot of evidence for that. Like, right. You know, he gets out of jail, goes right to the block, right? Like,
right.
You know, obviously, none of these guys think maybe we shouldn't steal a car today, right? Right? The block is hot, but who cares?
They have no sense of... What am I looking for? They have no, like, conscience.
No conscience.
And here's
it.
The thing. You can say, no, that's the truth. That's how niggas is. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I remember being a young dude and, like, seeing the homies do dumb shit. And me being dude, I'm doing dumb shit, too, at a certain age. But, like, he had a, like, you saw where he came from. He came from a mom that loved him.
Mm-hmm.
The house wasn't the ran-down shack.
Yeah.
It was, they wasn't, I wouldn't even call them middle class, but they wasn't like...
It was working class.
Working class.
Yeah.
The mom had him and his sister. His
skinny,
little sister.
Skinny Loretta.
Skinny Loretta. She's about 13.
Right.
14.
Uh-huh.
He's about 17, 18.
Yep.
And the mom goes to work every day, mm-hmm. has a boyfriend who doesn't live there yet.
Yeah.
But he's over there.
But he's there.
And they're engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they kind of give a scene...
It's stable.
It's stable. And he might not be the best. Like, and the daughter's like, I ain't gonna let her marry him.
Mm-hmm.
As if he's a bad guy. They never showed him being a good guy.
Right.
But they didn't show him being a bad guy either.
He ain't in them streets.
He's not in the streets. He had like a work belt on. Mm-hmm. Like a construction worker.
Yeah.
A foreman or
he's
something like that.
He's going out to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Legit. And no signs of him being a bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude, Jason, the main character, he's almost like... And you said he's just this quiet guy, no personality, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and kind of like a follower.
Yeah.
Almost. His mom is asking questions about him, and he's giving her one-word answers, kind of like not really communicating with her. Mm-hmm. And she says, I don't want that call.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, so he'll tell his mom one thing and go outside to do the exact same. Now, here's the thing. Usually, when you watch movies like this from like the New Jack Cities,
mm-hmm.
The Wire. Mm-hmm. These kids are outside selling drugs,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
making money, hustling. These kids, high school kids,
they're
are ditching school and just stealing cars,
they're just joyriding,
and joyriding. That's it. They're not getting money. And they're getting chased by the police to the point where the police know what they look like.
Yes.
And they're still out stealing cars the next day. So the first big issue that happens is when Jason is in the car with one of his homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, but let's say his name was, it wasn't Peanut. It was more like, it was...
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie or Reggie?
I thought it was Ronnie.
Was it Reggie? It might have been.
Ronnie.
It might have been Ronnie. He's riding in a stolen car with Ronnie, and it's a cop car. It's a cop's civilian vehicle.
Personal vehicle. Uh-huh.
Personal vehicle. And the cops are like in this corner on top of this hill, on top of a hill. Like,
yeah, shady setup.
Shady setup.
This is not a well thought out operation.
Right. They can see him on top of the hill.
And they're driving down the hill, like off road.
Off road.
Yeah.
And they start shooting at the kids for no reason.
No provocation.
Not no reason. They had stolen the car, but mm-hmm. the reason isn't that isn't just to be shooting at a kid. Mm-hmm. They shoot at the car. These two kids run out, Jason and his homeboy Ronnie. Mm-hmm. They run out. And come to find out, as they run, they realize that Ronnie's hit. They shot this dude.
He's been shot, yeah.
And they still get away. You know what I'm saying? And so now Ronnie's in the coma. Mm-hmm. Now they finally go. They finally take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he's in the coma, and then they are in intensive care.
Yeah.
Critical.
He's in critical condition.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, now Ronnie gets picked up. I mean, Jason gets picked up. He goes to jail.
Yeah.
And like they question him, he doesn't stay.
Yeah.
But they say next time I see you, it's gonna be worse for you.
Mm-hmm.
You would think after my homeboy gets shot, almost dies,
mm-hmm.
and the judge threatens me next time I see you, I'm gonna give you some real time.
Yeah.
That he will slow down.
I would stop riding in stolen vehicles, or stealing vehicles themselves. No.
When I say conscious,
no red light.
I know gangbangers do certain things. I know, like, but like our drug dealers still go out and start copping and start slinging weed mm-hmm. drugs again, like for a profit. They got to do it because they got to provide for
yeah.
whoever.
Yeah.
These niggas don't have to steal cars.
They just literally go outside and steal cars. And so, I was thinking about that because, you know, it's an interesting point. I was like, are these just like immature high school kids? Because these kids have a lack of respect, for sure. They don't even respect people's parents.
That's crazy.
They don't act right in front of people's parents, right? Like, you know, they'll laugh, you know what I mean? Like, everything's a joke. Everything is funny. So I want to, like, believe that these are just young high school kids with no direction,
right.
no respect.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just, and they think they're invincible,
right?
And everybody else is doing it. But, like, the way they be laughing at people's moms, you know, the way that they just be disrespecting, like, you know, adults or whatever. You know, we've got one, you know, OG homie try to check him, which is Heavy D's character.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, but outside of that, there's nobody policing these kids. You know, there's no hood decorum. There's no honor. They turning on each other. They're killing each other. Like, this is all fucked up.
This is all
fucked up.
And I'm thinking like, damn, that's so unrealistic, but it might not be. Some hoods like, nah, the homies kill each other. Mm-hmm. After the homies fall out for whatever reason, they wasn't really friends to begin with. They was just hanging with each other.
Yeah.
And they fall out. And next you know, they busting guns at each other. That happens. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But the way it happened, and like this dude, because of his sister, and like, I just, it just didn't really work.
Yeah.
They have no sense of we probably need to stop doing this. Let's slow down a little bit.
Nobody ever has that beat, right? Like, no, like nobody, because it's interesting. The thing that I start to fall on is this is a movie about friendship.
You would think so, possibly.
It's the only thing I can grasp at, right? Like, you know, and let me caution, I really like this movie,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's real and gritty and tells an interesting story, and a 100% transports me to that place, right? Like I understand whatever it is you're trying to tell me about Camden, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But from a movie standpoint, from a story standpoint, the only story that's really compelling is the story between like Jason and Midge, right? Like, you know, like their friendship, because that's the only time that we really see some nuance. Like the relationship that like he has with his mom, like doesn't quite work for me.
Yeah,
the relationship that he has with his sister doesn't quite work for me. The only relationship, even the relationship that he has with the fucked up cop, like doesn't really, like the guy just comes down and whoops on him. You know what I mean? Dude, stay out that grand jury, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you making me want to be on the grand jury. Nigga, yeah. Get your ass back.
Leave me the fuck alone.
And then I didn't even have to be on the grand jury for you to get indicted.
Yes.
You got...
Right?
It's
so, but the relationship between him and Midge is very interesting
mm-hmm.
because it sours, right? Like, you know, like they laugh everything off. They kind of try to look out for one another. But ultimately, you know, when when Jason calls out, man, like, man, I'm ducking bullets, nigga, and you laughing.
That to me, for one, a few things. These niggas ain't friends. And Sharon, not only do I not like, I don't like Sharon's character. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I'm just breaking down. This is, you know, I'm breaking down the film based off of, you know, how films are supposed to be received. Yeah. You're supposed to like the protagonist. You're supposed to like the character or root for him. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, but he's hard to root for because he's not likable to me.
And he's so stupid.
He doesn't, and I understand rebelling against your mom because your mom don't know no better. She's square. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be outside doing my thing. But he's lying to his mom. And the way he's lying to his mom is like, yeah. Now she asked him one day at the park, are you keeping your promise?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the promise was to like, stay out of trouble or to stop doing whatever you were doing before.
Right.
And he didn't even answer her. And she just accepts it.
She just accepts it.
I'm like, at first I was like, man, she's a good mom. But then I'm like,
she's weak.
She's weak. Like, because, and there's a scene where even the daughter was like, I'm always in the house. You make me stay in my room all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, why does she bang on her? Like, go back to your room. What are you doing outside?
Yeah.
Go to your room.
Yeah.
You always do this. When you're mad at him, you make me stay in my room like I'm a prisoner.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, that's right. That's shady how you doing that to your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
All it's going to do is breed resentment. It's going to breed rebellion.
And have her out on the streets like she was.
Mm-hmm. Right? And at least as a brother, he was trying to tell her, no, go in the house.
Yeah.
You can't be out here.
Right.
But the mom is soft. There is only so much you can do with a son that big, that old.
Mm-hmm.
You can guilt trip him, but you can say, or you can kick him out the house. That happens too as well. But she slapped him one time because he cussed at her.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was downstairs talking to his homeboys. And she knows you just got out of jail. You're not about to be out there chilling with these dudes that got you there.
Right, right.
And they had no respect for him.
And he's disrespecting his mom.
And he didn't have respect for himself. Or his mother to defend her against him. Like, bro, stop laughing at my mom, bro. Get up out of here.
Right.
Almost like if he checks them, it's probably going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Just like when he checked the other dude.
Yes. That's how flimsy they crew us.
Yeah, bro.
They crew was real flimsy and like crabs in a barrel kind of situation. Right? Like you could tell, like, when Midge and Jason's friendship was over, when they, like, we kind of got back in the van. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Yeah, it's like I'm basically not fucking with you anymore.
But the thing is, why? What did they, it wasn't like they were selling drugs and one of them snitched.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, oh, you're not down no more. Like, all of a sudden, he stopped. Jason did it wrong. Yeah. I steal cars, you steal cars. I look out, you look out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I jimmy the handle, you jimmy the handle sometimes. Yeah. Like, we all in this together. Why you start treating me different?
The conversation that we have where when Mitch decides to steal the Lexus, right? When they're out in the streets or whatever, and he decides to steal, and he just decides spur of the moment. And Jason was like, yo, like, we supposed to be mans. We, you know, if we're going to pull a lick, we're going to pull it together and pull it the right way. You just left me fucking hanging, right? Like, you just hop out this car and go steal that car. Like, the fuck was that all about? And basically, Midge was like, listen, man, I'm moving and shaking. Get on my level or not. I got to do what the fuck I got to do.
He's always been doing that.
Yep.
When they pulled up on the actual cop patrol car, mm-hmm. and they were like, wait, where we at, Midge? Where we at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're not. No, mm-hmm. man, you wild, nigga. Mm-hmm. And he gets out and opens up the gate to the cop's car, the cop's squad car.
Yep, yep.
They didn't even know where they were going.
Right.
And he got out, and they stole the cop car, and then they joyride.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? That's bad riding to me.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense. All of a sudden, you left me hanging. No, I've been driving before. You've been in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see a car I like. I'm about to go get it. As soon as I get up and get out the car, you jump in my spot.
Yep.
I get in this car, drive off, you drive off. That's how it's always been the whole movie.
Yep, yep.
So in the writing, the dialogue was like, man, you just left me hanging, man. I'm supposed to be your ace, man. You're your right-hand man.
It's the same play.
What do you mean? What the fuck you talking about?
It's the same play.
You see what's going on. You sitting in the passenger seat. Hey, bro, he about to get out of the car. I'm about to go get that. Gotta go get it. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, but nah. Are you doing it? Oh, shit, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in the car. As soon as you get in the car and turn the car on, I'm driving off.
It's so interesting, Ja. I'm glad I'm having this conversation with you. I should not be more concerned than the characters in the actual movie whenever they're behind the wheel of a car, right? Like when I'm watching this movie and I'm seeing them in the car, I'm kind of holding my breath that, like, the cops are going to be there at any second.
Right.
Anytime, like, there was a car that drove past in the background, like, I was all, like, I was immediately
police?
On edge.
Police?
These characters have none of that concern. They have
Oh, yeah, 5-0, 5-0. Yeah. They hopping.
They don't acknowledge the bodies that come as a result of this Grand Theft Auto shit, the heat that they're getting as a result of this Grand Theft Auto shit, the fact that the block is hot, like, you know, because of this Grand Theft Auto shit. Nobody fucking acknowledges that, like, there's major consequences to what the fuck we're doing on a daily basis, so, multiple times a day.
Right, bro. Multiple times a day.
Multiple times
a
day.
When the homie Reggie or Ronnie got shot,
mm-hmm.
by then they're shooting him for no, this off top. That was one.
Yeah.
Okay. They went to go saw him in the hospital. He's damn near in the coma still. Mm-hmm. He can barely talk.
Right.
They're like, damn, he's fucked up, man. All for joyriding.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. We're going to joyride tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Donald Faison's character, he's in this car trying to, and then not only is he, they had him cornered. Mm-hmm. They pulled up on him. He got in his car and started smashing the car behind him.
Yep.
Smashed the car in front of him just to get free. That's mm-hmm. You putting people's life at risk.
Yes.
So at that point, maybe you start shooting in. You start shooting. Like, if someone has a car, don't have a gun, but they mm-hmm. have a car as a weapon.
Yeah. Normally, they pull it off. You get shot.
So he drives off. He's trying to evade the cops that mm-hmm. have him cornered in. He drives off and gets T-boned
yep.
by another
and it kills
cop.
Him.
And it kills him.
Yeah. That's no lessons thing. Learned.
And the homies are like, fuck. Mm-hmm. And they upset. They mad. They sad.
Yeah. I think you are right in the sense that, like, this movie has no North Star, right? This is not to say that I don't like it. It's just, it's got no direction. And because of the lack of direction, like, to your point, like, I don't know what any of these characters' motivation is. I don't know what any of them want out of life.
Right, man.
Right? Like, you know, it doesn't really say, like, you shouldn't steal cars.
There's no less than this.
Right.
There's no even like, there wasn't that many. There was two women in society mm-hmm. with the uncle, the grandfather talking to Kane and an old dog on the couch in the mm-hmm. living room in the projects. And then the other one was Charles S. Dutton's character, Mr. Butler, mm-hmm. talking to his son, Sharif,
yeah.
and Kane at the classroom. The yeah. hunt is on. You're the prey.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
this movie doesn't have that.
Right. And even with the girl asking him, what you going to, Jada Pinkett Smith's character,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do with your life? You should come to Atlanta with me. Like, there's reasons why this conversation about what he should do.
Yeah.
Like, even with the mom, she comes to, like, ask him, I'm not going to get that call, am I?
Yeah.
I asked him, have you been going to school? And he mm-hmm. doesn't even answer her.
Right.
He's like, come on, have the dialogue a little better than that.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's that one moment where, like, Midge and Jason are talking, and Midge is like, you know, don't work for the white man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going to work for the white man. But even, like, but that was, like, a miss kind of, like, so what else? So what are we going to do? Right? Like, right. how are we going to survive? And then even the girl in New Jersey Drive, there's never a moment where, like, she could have a conversation with Midge or Jason. Like, don't you want to be more than just
they
this?
They had a little bit moment. They had one there. And for why is she the communal girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the only one girl that all the niggas are like, yo, what
it's
up,
the only fly chick in the hood.
She likes, I guess she likes this dude, Jason.
And then she had history with Midge.
Midget.
Yeah.
I can see, here's the thing. Because Midget and Jason fall out.
Mm-hmm.
But they never fall out. They just... It just got it got tentative. The tension grew out the blue.
Yeah.
They should have made it, story-wise, writing-wise, make it so you're jealous that your ex-girlfriend is now liking your best friend.
Him. Right.
Start there. Now, but even for, like, the dude with the small afro that was, like, mm-hmm. talking about how Faison Love's character, Donald Faison's character, when he gets killed and mm-hmm. they have a funeral in the repast,
mm-hmm.
he's like, yo, man, he just looked fucked up in there, man. That was insensitive as fuck. And mm-hmm. they kept saying that, man. And he kept saying, I'm just saying, man. He looked messed up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying what's wrong with you. That was weird to me. But I guess they were trying to show that this dude's a little different. He's a little weird. He's not really a friend of them.
Yeah. Like, he's like,
asshole,
yeah,
selfish, and insensitive, mm-hmm, like all those things. So now they was cool until they fell out. They fell out over the sister.
Over the sister.
She was hanging out with him.
Yeah.
But like, that was, that to me, that was forced.
Yeah.
Like, he's part of the crew, like.
And they don't do a great job establishing the crew. I don't know who the fuck is in it.
All these different niggas.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know who is in it. I don't, like we don't know. There's so much we don't know. Like, we don't know why they joyride like this.
Right.
Like you said, this movie would make a lot more sense if they was taking it to the chop shop.
They did that one time.
They did. And even then, he didn't get money. The guy shooed him away.
Like, hey, man, stop bringing me bullshit.
Stop bringing this bullshit. Earn, you know, for a change.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Like, I'd be curious, man, like, you know, for like our East Coast, you know, audience that, right, like, can maybe, like, give us some insight as to, like, no, this is how it actually was. Right?
That's,
because this, I think, not being from there, This movie doesn't, even though this movie trans, even though I feel like I'm in Camden, right, like let me be very specific.
Me too.
Like, I, like, from a shot for shot standpoint, from a way this movie is filmed, right, from a quality, like, a, mm-hmm, from an aesthetic quality, fucking love it,
right?
Like, you know, there's a grittiness to the characters, the casting, you know, kind of works. You're casting unknowns, so there's a lot about this movie that works for sure. Mm-hmm. But where it doesn't is where we get lost, which is
the,
like,
story.
Yeah. I don't have to have been from uptown to understand Harlem in Juice. They bring you there.
Right.
They help you understand, like, these guys can go to school, but they don't. And they're a crew. And this is the leader of the crew. And this is what they do. And da 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 da. With these guys, it's just like a fucking hodgepodge of dudes. And we don't understand why. Why they're out there. Why they're this reckless,
right,
you know, why they steal cars just for the day. Maybe that's a regional thing that, like, somebody could explain.
Yeah, well.
But it misses the mark for me.
Yeah, and when Midget talks to the girl, his ex, whatever, mm-hmm, reason, I basically want that old thing back. I want that old thing back. And she's like, nah, she's not interested in the other. And he leaves. He leaves so cold, just as cold as he got there. And then it's like, yeah. I don't get it when him and Jason start tripping, mm-hmm, start having issues. He's like, you left me when you went to go steal that Lexus.
Yeah.
Okay, but I always leave you. I get in the car and I drive away. You, mm-hmm, drive away too.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that didn't make sense, they were videotaping him on surveillance.
Yeah.
Him sitting in the car watching before
Midget
got out the car to rob dude.
Yeah.
They got his face in the camera.
Yeah.
He kept looking over there.
Yeah.
Where's the Midget's face?
Yeah, right.
Why is
Midget? Major plot hole.
So when they were going back to Midget's house because, you know, he got kicked out, so he was staying with Midget.
Yeah.
When they get to the cops, it's all in the hallway. He runs, but Midget doesn't run.
Right.
Nigga, they should have your face walking across the parking lot and robbing this white dude.
Really poor policing, right?
That's what I'm saying.
It was. Think about it. Think about it like this. Yeah. Yeah. This is some plot holy shit. At the beginning of the movie, Jason is what, Ronnie, right?
Yes. Yes.
Who, you know, and that guy gets shot. And without that guy saying, I was with Jason, they somehow figure out that Jason was with him. Right?
Right.
We got, like, there's no evidence. They ran. They got away. How would they know that Jason was the one in the car? So when he gets picked up for questioning on that, I'm like, how the fuck would they know?
Right.
So if they can figure that out, you can't figure out that Jason was with Midget with the surveillance camera.
They got him in the car. They should get him walking across.
Right.
With no mask on.
Like, you know enough to go to Midget's house to look for Jason. See Midget. You grabbing these guys off the street for any old everything, but you don't grab Midget. Like, when you at his house looking for the carjacker. Shit doesn't make sense.
Especially when they previously caught you in the blue Jeep
in
broad daylight.
Come on, man.
And they drew down the guns on you and get out the car.
Mm-hmm.
He just said that in the beginning of the movie, the judge said, if I see you again, I'm gonna throw a book at you.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught It's sitting in the stolen car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did he get bailed out?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. He's just out.
You just getting released? Yeah. Plot holy type shit.
Come on. So I'm like, okay, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That along with several other things, his the relationship between his mom was like,
yeah,
it's whack. But he has the best conversation with his mom of the whole film when he's locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And he says some of the dumbest shit. He says, I feel like I let you down. And she's like,
no, you think?
You didn't let me down? Mm-hmm. Nigga, you're a loser, bro.
Yeah.
You're a loser, my nigga.
Straight you know what up saying? Loser.
and with all due respect, just for the sake of the film, mm-hmm. all due respect, nigga, you're acting like you have to steal cars.
Yeah.
Like you're going to jail, you're getting arrested, you're getting let out, and you go right back to stealing cars.
Yes.
Just stop stealing
These
cars, bro.
These losers, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So
no bitches. No money.
Nigga.
No clothes. Let's.
We're in the same jacket.
They wore the same shit every day. Damn, New Jersey must be fucked up. Like I said, like, no bitches, no car, no money, no gear.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck are we doing out here?
That's crazy.
What are we doing out here?
Losing.
Yeah.
Even when the Heavy D's character came over, was like, hey, man,
mm-hmm.
yo, this ain't no speed track.
Yeah.
Basically, and how I viewed that is, mm-hmm. y'all fucking up our money, bro. These niggas is hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
They on the blocks pitching. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And y'all driving up and down these neighborhoods, getting chased by police. Y'all making our
Y'all bringing the
hot.
Heat here. Right.
Just keep that corny shit on your side.
Yeah, yeah.
On such Ave, I forgot, but Cherokee Ave or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so even them, they get looked at as weirdos, bro. Stop stealing cars and driving around just for fun.
Yeah.
You ain't getting no money.
And everybody's doing it.
Everybody.
Yeah. So it's interesting, man. Like, you know, I'm happy this movie got made.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were clamoring for it. I can't wait for you guys to do New Jersey Drive.
That's right. They were, huh?
You know, but I think they probably were looking at it the same way that we were looking at it before the rewatch.
As youngers.
They remember it better than maybe what it actually is.
Because there's the plot is weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mom is, she comes to jail to talk to him, and they're laughing and joking. He never laughs or joke with her, not one time ever.
Yeah.
And the whole film.
She ain't even mad.
And she's dealing with him. I'm not coming to see you, bro. It would make more sense if she came and said, I told you so, dumbass nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not show up at all.
Right.
What's up, mommy? Not coming to see me? No. Come to see you. I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing what you're doing. He was lying to me the whole time about doing it.
Yeah.
I kept telling you, you're going to land in jail. Whew. I kept telling you, you're going to land in jail. He never responds. He doesn't have no personality. Just like.
Yeah. I'm a fuck up. Who carjacks a minivan, fills it with motherfuckers, thinks you're going to outrun the police. Right?
He does.
Yeah.
Because he's done stuff like he thinks he's untouchable.
Yeah.
After seeing your partner, Donald Faison, get killed.
Other homie, we don't even know his name. That's why they do such a poor job when they're trying to break into the bait car. And homie gets blasted. He gets shot by the police there. That doesn't stop them. Guys are falling like flies.
So, and there's no conversation about why they're not stopping. We got to keep getting these motherfucking cars so we can get this money.
Or we're trying to, you know, we're trying to get out the hood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
One more lick, man. One more lick.
You know, we just got to, you know, or I owe this guy money. Like, there's no reason for it.
It should have been at the beginning of the movie when they were stealing cars, they should have been going to the chop shop and selling them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe $200.
Yeah.
When I steal a car, if it's a Benz, it's $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a hustle. And that makes him want to help save money so he can help his mom out.
Yeah.
Something. There's no reason why they're stealing cars other than that we just like doing it, the thrill of getting chased by police.
It's such a good point, man, because like there's no stakes, right? Like it's such a valid point. Like, and you and I both study film. And both have taken screenwriting classes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck Jason's objective is. Like, It's not Survive, because if it was Survive, he wouldn't do the shit that he did. It's not money. It's not clout. It's not prestige. It's not even friendship. Like, I don't understand. Like,
your friends are dropping like flies. Y'all seem to not, they pour. They had one scene that's probably like an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
Of them pouring out liquor.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
And then y'all go right back doing the same shit that got them killed. What the fuck are we doing?
That's it. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Like, in certain movies,
yeah,
we'll see like the drug game where you can't just get out the drug game because mm-hmm. you owe money or you you gotta finish selling this weed or these drugs to get your bread to get about, or you, it's the last bank robbery we gonna do. Or something, but what are the reasons why y'all doing this in the first place? For fun?
Yeah.
And niggas are getting killed for fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you want me to believe at the end of the movie that Jason's going back to school?
Here's the thing. After all, so basically, if I'm asking this dude, I'm a kind of person that would have, I would force him to answer me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not rhetorical, bro. What is your objective?
Yeah.
And he had a scene in the jail with his mom where he was like, ain't nothing for me out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing out there. How about, nigga? I know it's cliche to say this. You can do whatever you want, man. You can go to school.
Yeah.
You can get your education. You can get your degree. Go off to college.
Go be a mechanic.
Yeah.
Do auto detailing. You obviously love cars.
Yeah. Instead of stealing cars for no money.
Yeah. And no reason.
Learn the trade.
Yeah.
Learn the trade and do it that way. And I can see a kid saying, nah, man, school ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
At least have that conversation.
Yeah.
So if school is not for you, then what is it? Like, I feel like y'all... The drug game has to go because once you get involved, you get the game banging shit, you can't stop game banging because niggas is on your head now.
Yeah. It's interesting, Ja. Like, this movie lacks an essential part, which is like, in Menace to Society, you know, it's Kane's discovery that it's time to leave L.A., right? Boys in the Hood, it's all the interesting things that are happening with the character. Ricky going to college, da-da-da-da-da. With these characters, they don't give you a reason to care for them. You know, like...
Not Midget.
Midget.
Not the homie that ended up shooting at...
You don't know any of these characters. You don't really care about any of these characters. I saw a similar story. It was a documentary based on Baltimore, where they was doing the motorbikes, right? And all the kids was out, you know, everybody wanted a motorbike.
Right.
But they established that just motorbiking, dirt bike shit, like in the streets of Baltimore is a part of their culture.
Right.
It's a part of their culture. It's a part of their community.
Right.
It's a part of who they are, right? Like, and so through that lens, you help understand, like, who these people are. But it's not even like they established, like, yo, we just, like, this is car thief culture, right? And then I just think about, like, all them hardworking motherfuckers that was getting their car stolen, right? Like, for no fucking reason at all. Piece of shit ass kids.
Now, right. I used to be a thief, not a car thief, but I've stole bikes, and I've stole out the stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's still bad. I'm not justifying it, making little of it as if it's not as bad as stealing the car. It's not. But, I mean, it's still bad.
Yeah.
But I stopped doing that shit early in my older young nigga years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these dudes don't care about nothing. They see the cop come, they throwing the bottle at the cop. Bro, this is the same nigga that shot your homeboy.
Yes.
And who killed your other homeboy.
And who'll be on your head. That's the nigga you want to piss off.
He threw a beer at him and ran off and got caught.
Yeah.
And then got his ass whooped.
Then got his
ass whooped. And then laughed about it. And that's what it seemed like. Between him and Jason kind of like fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand why, because he didn't have nothing to do with you getting your ass whooped.
Right.
Y'all ran in separate directions.
Right.
He didn't leave you hanging.
Yeah. And Mitch earned that shit. Because the female cop wasn't even an asshole. She literally was like, y'all drinking. Y'all outside drinking.
Pour it out?
Yeah. And, you know, he didn't pour it out. You know what I mean? Called her bitch, da-da-da-da-da. At that point, like, she was with the action. You know what I mean? But she, you know.
And this is the first time in all the movies so far that we've sat down and broke down that the plot was so was the plot was so shaky.
It was missing.
And the dialogue and the scenes inside this movie is shaky.
The plot was stolen like a parked car. Somebody took a screwdriver to the plot and drove off the set with it.
Right.
Yeah, that part doesn't work.
The girl, the daughter all of a sudden is hanging with, she's fucking up too now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm fucking up, you're fucking up. So I guess that could be real.
I get to try. I understand what we're trying to accomplish with this movie.
Right.
This is like an almost like an art film, right? Like, you know, like an exercise, mm-hmm. right? Like Spike kind of gets behind this guy. You know, Spike Lee executive produced this. Like this is the movie that Spike ended up making with Clockers.
Clockers.
Right? Like this is, the, you know, he was like, okay, let me redo this version. You know what I mean? With Clockers.
Or Strapped.
Yeah. So let's fucking give out some awards.
I'm still. Cause I wanna bring up the scene with the boyfriend and the mom's fiance coming mm-hmm. to talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom told me to come talk to you.
Yes, yeah, the worst.
Talking about what? Your mom told me to come talk to you. He repeated himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the talk was terrible.
He had nothing.
Dude, that basically out of my business. Hey man, you're gonna be living here. Bro.
Yeah. Wrong fucking approach. You know what I mean? Like, you know, no compassion, no understand. Like, he didn't have the authority.
And he was trying to act like
he did.
He had no authority and no rapport.
Yeah. He had no authority, no rapport, no information, no advice. Had nothing to offer this guy besides a rebuke.
Yo, when the mom that morning asked, I heard your friend got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you with him? No, I wasn't with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way more serious than this. This is one of your homeboys you hang with on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
He's shot?
And you don't know nothing?
And you just going to go back outside and do it? Come on, man. Just, now, I understand there's some sons that are unruly and they're going to do what the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
But that it didn't seem like he even had the chance to rebel because she wasn't on them tough enough.
Yeah. It's almost like this movie would have been a better movie if we didn't even have Jason at all.
Hmm.
And it was just Midge, right? Because at least with him, he comes from a house of hustlers,
mm-hmm.
right? Who all be in and out of jail. And when they get together, so boom, we got that. That's where his influence, that's where he was taught from, da 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 da. He's got an ailing grandma that he needs to take care of, right?
Like a bishop.
Like a bishop.
This is almost like they're trying to do a juice, mm-hmm. but they dropped the ball.
Exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got bad influence. You know, he's got to get the fuck out of here, da 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 da. This is why I steal the cars, right? Like, I steal the cars because I got to feed my grandma, who I love. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, where would I be without you? Now
he kind of says that in that scene. Mm-hmm. He was like, I got bills to pay.
Yeah.
But I feel like all that shit came too late.
Yeah.
It came too late. And an hour and a half, an hour and 20 minutes is already.
There was no hustle. You know what I mean? Like I got bills to pay.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, you know, and the script tries to like allude to it because they kept talking about, well, I'm keeping that one or whatever. Like, maybe the implication is that, like, these cars that they're stealing, but literally, the shits are like burner phones, right?
Right.
They get, like, they still want to get out, they fucking walk away from it.
Oh, we got a flat tire. Get out. Hop in the car with you and drive off.
Yeah, yeah. Then we got the inexplicable scooter. You know what I mean?
That one day.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he went bad with that. Now he's a killer. Now he wants to kill.
Aim. Nobody had aim. You know,
right? That close, and yeah. That many times, yeah.
And if they supposed to be boys like that, which again, you know, shit, they hanging out late at night, you would understand why this man don't want his sister out here,
right?
Like that wouldn't be enough to spark that kind of beef for y'all to be fighting in the street, especially for you to want to come back and kill him.
But it's the same thing that was laughing at thinking his mom.
Yes.
So he has no respect.
He don't for got him, no respect
or for probably for himself
for none of these people. Yeah.
So. I'm checking my homies. Hey, bro, I can talk to my mom, but you don't have to talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do that, bro.
MVP. Is there an MVP?
Oh, man.
Shit.
MVP?
An MVP.
Ooh.
Is there any part of this movie, any character in this movie that makes the shit work.
It's not. I don't think Jason's an MVP. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to give it to Midget.
Okay.
Because he was the best actor in the movie.
Yeah. Sharon, the actor should have been Midget.
Yeah.
He should have been, because Sharon wasn't Q
yeah.
from Juice.
Yeah.
He wasn't Kane from, like, he didn't have no personality. It didn't seem like he even wanted to do what he was doing, but he mm-hmm. was doing it.
Right.
And so there's times, like, when Midget shot at the cop car from the roof, mm-hmm. they all ran away laughing, smiling.
Yeah.
By the time I got in the car, hey man, put that gun away, man. Hey man, you tripping, man. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's a different energy.
Yeah.
And oh shit, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No, we good.
Moving too much.
I'm here.
Yeah.
We at the end anyway.
Yeah. True. It's just like he didn't have the old boy respect. Yeah. He even said it when they were driving in the car. He was like, bro, you just left me. Mm-hmm. Man, it's some crab friends.
Crab ass friends.
Yeah. But you couldn't notice that from the jump. When the dude was like, when Jason was trying to take his sister upstairs and his homeboy got involved and mm-hmm. they fought, he was like, hey man, you got to apologize. You got to make that right, man. That's mm-hmm. I told you, that's my peoples.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, fuck your people,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
You know it. I was trying to take
my sister. I'm your peoples.
I was trying to take my sister to have her go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He intervened with me talking to my little sister.
Right.
He don't have that right. Mm-hmm. He should be apologizing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But Midge don't see that way. Midge stupid too. Midge is ignorant. And even when he's laughing, how you laughing at the homie that you know shooting at me?
Yes. Laughing.
We just got our homeboy just died last month.
Mm-hmm.
The other homie, the homeboy in the combo, he got shot up.
Yeah.
The other homie got ran over. He got hit in the, we got homies dying every day. And I mm-hmm. saw how upset he was when he saw Donald Faison's character in the other side
yeah.
of the car when he got hit. Mm-hmm. He was in the passenger seat. He got knocked from the driver's seat
mm-hmm.
to the passenger seat, and he mm-hmm. was dead.
Yep.
And they was all torn up. Like, damn, man, what the fuck? What's his name? Midge's mad. Mm-hmm. I'm your best friend.
Yes.
You got another homie
shooting at me.
He could have killed me. He could have shot me in the back of the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you laughing? It didn't make sense. I feel like this movie might have been
mm-hmm.
shot over the course of 5, 6, 7, 8 months.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They were just picking up as they were going.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of just scenes that didn't make sense. Or not that they didn't make sense. It's just that it came out of nowhere. Like the scenes were just jumping around a lot.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It did that for Juice a little bit too, but we knew where the story was going.
We knew who
the antagonist was.
We knew our whys. We could answer the questions, right? Like we could answer the questions. LVP.
LVP, least valuable player. The girl.
With the hair,
yeah, with the finger wave,
the finger wave,
the heavy,
with the Marys with the sporting waves,
the pomade,
the thick
flower
pomade.
Joints,
thick pomade.
I was gonna say, what's his name? What's the X-Men name? Magneto, yeah. man, that shit looked goofy,
yeah,
but
yeah.
She was fly. She was cute though, and she was cute in certain scenes. Certain scenes, I was like, oh.
Yeah, like certain scenes, I was like, they got somebody's mama playing this role. And then other scenes, I was like, okay, I get it.
That scene when she was in the car and he was asking her about their friendship.
Yeah.
I said, oh, she cute.
Yeah.
Oh, she looked good
at
right
that
there.
Point, it was, and then they jacked her. That shit was fucked up.
He was just about to smash. He don't get no, and she was fly. I get, because
mm-hmm.
she did have the sex appeal.
Yeah.
I made fun of her Magneto hairstyle,
but she was a round the way girl.
95, that was it.
Yeah,
she was a round the way girl. At least two pair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had it going.
She was smart about her.
She was smart.
Had a way about her.
Yeah.
You know.
She was always dolo too.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked this dude, Jason, even though Midge is all in her face, like, I want you back, give me another chance.
Yeah.
And she almost gave him a chance, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. But my thing is this, she's supposed to be so smart not to get in the car. She never got in the car with him.
Mm-hmm.
Take a ride with me.
Mm-hmm.
why are you even talking to these niggas in the first place? They're going nowhere.
Because they just all trapped in the city. Like, she's smart enough to not ride in the car.
But she ain't smart enough to not end up getting pregnant by one of these
niggas. Yeah, but she ain't got nothing to do. She ain't going nowhere neither, right? Like, right. You know, she's mad it was her mom's car, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so they just
tripping.
They just in the hood. they just in the hood. And, you know, like, in that sense, like, you know, he played it kind of coy and bashful, like, you know, kind of like some little thug blush, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she was the only looker, you know, and damn near everybody else is looking pretty rough.
Right. Except little sister homegirls.
Yeah.
The little packet of little baddies, little cutie pies. Yeah. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But why the homie with the motorcycle just go bad all of a sudden?
Yeah. Because, like,
there was no, like, were they jealous of him? But there was nowhere in the movie to show that they were jealous.
It was like even if they had a conversation, because he was with them when they jacked the police car, right? And they have, and Mitch and Jason have a conversation with each other where they tell them, I told you that they got a big mouth, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Okay, so add a scene where they confront him.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I said what I said. What you mean? So
the
what?
Fuck, man? Like, you know.
So get off my back.
What y'all going to do? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, and then it sets up like, oh, now they've got a.
And on top of that, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
But then they took the cop car, right?
Yeah.
And then he told the homies?
Yeah.
All these niggas are stealing cars, and that's something to brag about.
Yeah.
I would think, hey, man, last night, this nigga Midget took a cop car. Yeah. We drove around the whole east side, blah, 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 blah.
And ain't nobody going to tell the police that.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, hey, man, I told you he had a big mouth.
Yeah.
You got, was it a secret?
Yeah, that wasn't nobody supposed to know.
I think that y'all steal cars every day and come show the homies what y'all stole.
In
the car y'all stealing. So why would you, I understand why him telling the homies that Midget stole this cop car and we joyrided in the cop car, why is that a problem? Once again, crazy riding.
Unbelievable.
It's not consistent.
That, like, out of all the fucking cars they could have stolen in the beginning, it's the cop's car.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Right.
Yeah. As opposed to, why not have a scene where it's like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Ain't that the detective's car?
Because
the detective's car?
The cop does not live in the same area. Right? like, he doesn't live in the same area. And then they got this line, like, hey, isn't that your car? Right? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Come on, man.
It's so, I'm saying, like, with Juice, you can see the beginning of the demise. You saw that.
Yeah.
At first, they were all friends.
It's all friendship.
And then you saw that's how I'm going to go. Top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him. We saw where he was from. Bishop, that is. We saw Bishop lose himself in his own ego, in his own insecurities.
Yeah.
And it made sense how it all fell out. Power struggle. Now, how I would quickly rewrite some of these scenes and make it make more sense is Midget loves this dude. Jason and Midget, they all friends.
Mm-hmm.
But Midget, the girl should have been the reason why Midget and Jason fall out.
Fell out, yeah.
Some buns.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though Jason could be like, yo, bro, I know that's your ex-girlfriend, man, or I know you used to deal with her back in 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah.
And these niggas are still in high school.
Yeah.
I don't want her, bro. I like her, but I know you're trying to get back with her, bro. So it's all good. I'm stepping off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not even interested in the girl, but the girl is still interested in Jason, and Midget can't take it like that. So now he starts doing certain silly things. Like, it was kind of out the blue to go steal the Lexus. But my thing is this: they never mentioned this. He had a big issue with you just leaving me high and dry, which is not true. I left you the car.
Mm-hmm.
Drive off, nigga. That's what we do.
But he
should have said, hey, bro, we're carjackers. We're Grand Theft Auto guys. We're not
car thieves. We're not jackers.
This guy saw your face.
In fucking broad daylight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the difference. We steal cars in broad daylight, too, but we, like, use a jack. When no one's
around.
That's
not what we do.
You look around and do it. You just ran and snatched this car up in front of everybody. He still would have been like, I mean, so what, man? Ain't nobody tripping.
Yeah.
You know we hot.
Yeah.
And they had surveillance around the... None of that conversation happens. That everything makes sense. It's a scene, nothing else. Scene, scene, scene. And some of the scenes don't even go together. It could be a scene of them jacking the car today, and the next scene they pull up in a whole other car to the set. It's just weird. And I watched this movie, I'm like, as a young kid, I wasn't a filmmaker yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching all this action, all this car thievery and everything. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool. Mm-hmm. On some of the young nigga dumb shit. But I'm looking at it now, I'm like, damn, this movie didn't translate to me that well. And it didn't translate.
Even like the main villain, the main cop villain, they even throw away his ending. Right? Like, after spending so much screen time.
For him not to get in trouble.
With this character, you know what I mean? Like, you know, for you to just fill it out in, like you know, newsreel footage.
In the credits, almost.
Yeah.
In the credits.
Yeah. Like, you know, you just, after giving him so much screen time, you just toss away, you know, his thing. Right?
And, right. He goes, he still gets in trouble, mm-hmm. but it has nothing to do with Jason.
Right.
Jason's already in prison.
And it's like, and then he's sweating Jason about the grand jury. First of all, how'd you even find him? Like, because he's concerned that he's going to get in trouble for shooting the gun that he literally did on purpose, right? Like,
right.
it just doesn't make sense for him to even be busting those shots. Like, they already got the tire strip, right? Like, you know, the car is already disabled.
Yeah.
It's
why not just run down there with your guns drawn? Freeze, freeze, freeze.
Yeah.
Y'all start shooting and nobody's even coming yet.
And you want me to believe that two kids, one of them abdomen shot, was able to get away from the police.
Yeah. And then live. He's sitting in front of the house.
Like, got all the way to the crib.
And then all the way to the police. I mean to the ambulance. I mean the hospital. It's just, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So let's give some fists. Right? Let's just go straight to the fist. This is really interesting, man. Ooh. This is interesting, man. Because I started with a 3.
Did you?
Because, mm-hmm. and this had credit, it had equity with me because of what I remembered this movie being.
Right.
I like certain aesthetics of it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This movie was hard to pull off, especially with so much car stuff, right? Like, you know, and I never felt lost in the car or like, you know, like so it's difficult to do, you know what I mean, for with a car as much driving as this required, right? Like, you know, without, I don't think fucking professional stunt drivers. I don't know if they had the budget for that.
If you notice some of the chase scenes.
Yeah.
The car's on the driveway, on the sidewalk, with the down the faisons getting away.
Uh-huh.
And the car's moving slow as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other car, the cop car, has got sirens going, but he's moving slow, too. So he's driving like this. And
a lot of empty streets. But they pulled a lot of that shit off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to give it 3 black fists.
Yeah.
As we've talked about it, I'm in the 2 black fist category.
I'm in the 2, bro. And this is,
I've never gone this low.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm low-key, like, do I want to give this 1 black fist? Because
I won't do it only because down the Faison, I love this character. I love the characters.
It's a 2.
It's a 2.
But it's a low 2.
And I love the mom's acting. Mm-hmm. Even though I hated what she represented, because she wasn't a bad mom. She just wasn't that good of a mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she came down there and banged on him and slapped him, made him go upstairs. I get that. But I feel like if you want to be in the streets stealing cars, you're not going to live here no more.
Yeah.
And he moved out, so he was staying with the midget, but it's like,
looking for my scissors.
Scissors.
Am I bad?
Yeah. Am I bad, nigga?
You calling me a liar?
Yeah, I think you're lying.
You lying, nigga. Your hand was just in my bag. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It gets a 2 for what it gets wrong. Right? Okay. Like, you know, what it gets right, it gets right. Right? Mm-hmm. Audience, you know, listeners, rewatch it.
Go ahead and rewatch.
Rewatch it.
New Jersey Drive, y'all. Mm-hmm. It has a juice feel. All right, in the sense that you see, like
it feels realer than Juice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It feels more authentic than Juice, for sure.
Yeah. The kids really feel like hood. Yeah. I really feel like, damn, if this was how New Jersey was, I don't even want to be outside in my car.
Yeah.
Because you almost want to, because when they got jacked at the end, the girl and him and the girl, Like if they were upstairs about to get mm-hmm. it cracking, mm-hmm. that car still would have got taken.
Yeah.
If you're in the car sitting there in front of your house, it's still gonna get taken. New Jersey is crazy like that.
And that's why this movie fucking fails, because
it could have been so much.
Because it was shot well.
Yeah.
Like you know, like certain like movies, like feel a little B movie, they feel a little camcordery.
Uh-huh.
This movie does not feel that way.
Nah.
Like shots and lighting and everything. Like you could tell that Spike, you know what I mean, like was behind it. It just really, this movie, the story fails.
Yes.
The story fails this movie.
If I look at the script of this film.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to look at each scene and old boy Jason, the main character, is going to have 6 lines.
Yeah.
He doesn't even talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, is that because he's a new actor? He's not that strong? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but like, why doesn't he talk? Because he shows no personality.
Yeah.
Like, he shows no, like, he's just like a...
Yeah.
His mom talks to him and he does this.
Mm-hmm.
Then he leaves, goes outside. What up, kid? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. What you on? Yeah, shit. Just out here chilling.
All this movie did was, what up, kid? It was this movie was greetings, like laughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've been fucked up by the police. Like that, like they fucked
him getting his ass whipped by the police.
Yeah.
And the mom is like, what happened to you? You got hit? Mm-hmm. Nah. Who did this to you? Nobody.
And conversation
tell
over.
Tell me something, man. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Two.
And so when he landed in prison and he said, almost about to be almost in tears. I feel like he was almost in tears.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I let you down. You think, dumbass?
Nigga? Yeah.
Of course you let her down. Yeah. She was begging you
to stop.
She even came and said, nigga, they're not going to stop till they kill you and put your ass in behind bars. And the homie right next to her laughing.
Laughing.
And I'm like, I said, what type of man are you? Young man.
That you going to let somebody laugh at your mom.
I'm pretty upset about what you're doing. And you got this best friend of yours laughing in my face.
Yeah.
As if I'm a joke.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that. He knows that it's okay to laugh at Jason's mom.
Said, tell your mama to get her oil changed. Like, they like laughing at her, laughing at her car.
No respect.
No respect.
And I think he lacks self-respect or self-value, which is why he gets himself caught up in all these things. Like, he got arrested at least 3 times since the first arrest.
Yes.
At the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
And you still out and about free? Count your blessings and move accordingly, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I felt like, I see all kind of hood movies.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Be a Menace, The Juice, and all that. Like, they robbed the liquor store for no reason.
Yeah.
Whatever money they were going to get out of what's the old man, Quillis?
Old man Quillis. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't enough money for them to really do nothing with.
Right, right.
So they didn't have to sell liquor store, rob the liquor store.
Yeah.
But they did.
It was licks.
It's licks.
It was like,
and they were young, high school.
Yeah. And it wasn't supposed to be no major crime, right? Like, you know, we supposed to go in, rob them, get the fuck out, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's no hierarchy in the crew in New Jersey Drive. There's no big homie. There's no message moment.
Right.
You know?
No message moment.
Yeah. It's just unseasoned. It's missing some salt. Like, it misses something that connects everything together.
Right.
So it's a 2.
It's like a 2.
It's a 2. Damn. It's the first one that we both have been like.
Yeah, bro. This is probably
my lowest mark. And I remembered it so well.
I was excited to do it. That's why I was like, hey, let's do New Jersey Drive.
Yeah. You was hyped. And we was like, We was like.
And I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, New Jersey.
And then I watched it like. What?
What is this? Yeah.
At least in certain movies, you see guys like have a heart-to-heart with their mom or their dad or somebody.
Yeah.
It was never a heart-to-heart ever.
And my ask to the viewing audience is, if you love this movie, tell me why.
Right. If we're wrong, tell me why. And our breakdown, our blackbuster breakdown, tell us why in the comments, please. Because with this being said, I'm a movie guy. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I consider this to be a 2 out of 5 Black Fist.
Yeah.
But I'll watch this movie again.
Yeah.
And I would love to watch it with other filmmakers.
Tell me what you think.
To see where exactly could this movie be improved at. I watch movies I went to school for this, to where we watch movies to watch to see how to improve a scene, how to convey a dialogue within two characters mm-hmm. in the scene. Mm-hmm. I break them down that way. So I broke this movie down, and I realized it's not really that good.
Yeah.
It has a skeleton that could be really nice mm-hmm. if you write it better, and you direct the actors better.
Yeah.
And just have more so the writing, because the acting the is writing, bad.
Yeah, the writing.
It needs to flow. It needs to mesh.
The acting suffers because of what's on paper, right? So you could have got better performances from the actor if you had a better script, right?
Right.
In terms of the directing, again, it goes back to the source material, but I like the way this movie was shot. And framed, and
me too.
To a certain extent,
it reminded me of Juice,
right? Yeah,
but without the story, without the dialogue,
unseasoned, missing the salt.
We saw the problems between the friends that ended up being where these guys were getting killed off by Mission.
Yep.
We saw it happening. This is about to crumble. We didn't see that with New Jersey Drive. We didn't see how collision. Midget and Jason were going to fall out.
Yeah,
this didn't make sense.
So if you like it,
mm-hmm.
tell me why. I'm not even trying to fight you on it.
Nah,
there's no debate.
I want to like the movie.
Yeah, help me see what you see.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's it. That's all. This is Blackbusters, man. Catch us next time. Watch New Jersey Drive. Please watch New Jersey Drive if you can. I really think it's worth the watch, even though I just broke it down. I criticized it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I'll go back and watch it again, too. And I would love to sit down with some of the homies, even you. We can sit down again and watch it. Like, this is where I think the story went wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all go ahead and watch this movie, man. New Jersey Drive, Blackbusters, Big Ja.
Man. I'm Grand Theft Tone.
Grand Theft Tone.
This movie done stole my motivation.
Stole the motivation. Stole my energy. Grand Theft Tone, a big job, man. Catch us next time. Love y'all, man. Be good or be good at it. To the max. Pew.
Blackbusters.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone. One half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yup, yup, and yup. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.